Good evening and welcome to the Victory Lane podcast for July the 13th. I have with me this evening Jim Rose. Jim is a professional photographer and an instructor. Jim was this weekend at the CSRG event at Sonoma Raceway, the David Love Vintage Races. Good evening and welcome, Jim.
Oh, it's nice to be here.
How was the racing this weekend?
The racing was good. It's just refreshing to get out and see the cars and see some action and just, you know, get out and enjoy vintage racing because I haven't done it in so long.
My perspective on Sunday, it looked like they had a reasonable turnout and there was, you know, as with CSRG, you always get some interesting cars. Anything that stood out to you?
The one that really stood out was the Porsche 910. Because it's such a unique car and a historical car. So I really enjoyed photographing it. And I went up to the top of turn two to try to get a look inside the cockpit. I love those shots where you can get the sun fairly low and it illuminates. You can see the driver's eyes inside the car. So I tried that. I got a couple that were pretty good. So that was the car that stood out. In terms of the racing, there was really good fields in Formula Ford, which is kind of expected. What would normally be considered the under 2.5 liter Trans Am, the Datsun 510s and the 2002s and such. And a pretty good field of Formula Atlantic. I remember when you're out photographing, you don't notice things as much as when you get back because you're so in tune with taking the pictures and getting the image. And I realized that there was a KK Rosberg car and a Bobby Rahal car that I saw back in the day. So, there were some pretty good cars there. It was really very enjoyable.
So these were cars that you had photographed at events when they were racing in period.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but yeah, I was photographing back in the 70s when Formula Atlantic was a big deal. And all the up-and-comers were there, Michael Andretti, KK Rosberg, Bobby Rahal, a lot of big-name drivers came up through there. And those cars are incredibly fast. Make great sounds. They're just a fun class to watch, and they got to be a blast to drive.
Well, I think we should probably stay behind the camera instead of getting behind the wheel. We don't want to.
Yeah, I've been doing some iRacing lately, and that's probably a good idea that we stay out of the real cars.
Keeping it on the computer, huh?
Yes.
What else stood out to you about the weekend? Obviously, it's some great weather.
The weather was good. It was a little warm, but I'm from Sacramento, so it actually was quite pleasant. It was strange to be out there. And, you know, vintage racing is not, you're not going to have 100,000 people out there, but to see stands with the weeds growing up and just basically nobody there. It was, and I've seen it on TV because I've watched NASCAR, I've watched Formula One over the weekend with no fans, but to actually be there, that kind of stood out because it is different, you know, just not used to seeing that.
Right. It was a little spooky without any people.
Yeah, it was very, very limited in attendance, you know, in who could attend, even with participants. They were severely limited in the crew they could bring. So for everybody, it was a hardship. And then seeing everybody with masks on, you know, it's just to see it on TV is one thing, but to be in it and have a mask on yourself is just, you know, kind of surreal, I guess.
Yeah, I was kind of impressed though with the level of cooperation.
Yeah, I don't think I saw anybody without a mask on the whole weekend, and it was required. But still, sometimes you see people that decide they don't want to do that or for whatever reason. But I didn't see anybody that I remember.
Well, it would be hard to tell when they have the full face helmet on whether they had the mask on.
Well, yeah, the drivers obviously are.
Yeah, we're going to have some of your photos up on the website and also some work from Kurt Borden. That Porsche you were mentioning will certainly be on victorylane.com. Any other cars?
One for me, it's just me because I'm a Ford fan. I'm a Lotus fan. And this doesn't really, it's not a big Lotus thing, but there was an Escort out there, you know, in running with the Datsun 510s in 2002's right-hand drive. So it was a cool car. I just liked that car because I'm into vintage Fords. One of my first cars was a Capri, so I like the old Ford.
Yeah, I saw that car in the paddock. And you know what was interesting about that was the paddock that had that particular car, there was another open car, which was also right-hand drive. So the owner has a preference for the British style of things, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, growing up driving a four-speed or, you know, now it's 6-speed or 7-speed, but back in my day, it was a 4-speed. It would be incredibly difficult to drive a right-hand drive car. Not so much of the right-hand drive, but the left-hand shift. can't imagine how, I guess you get used to it, but it just seems like it would be incredibly difficult to do.
Yeah. I mean, my experience with that is driving on the road in, in Ireland and Great Britain. And it wasn't that hard to coordinate it. Luckily, they don't reverse the order of the pedals. I think that would have...
Yeah, that would be tough, yeah. But there is a reason why the Ford GTs were right-hand drive, but they also had the shifter on the right-hand side. So much easier for the American drivers.
Yeah, my picture of those cars, of course, is in rallying, you know. I think of Escorts as rally cars. But yeah, that was a very cool little car.
Yeah, I would love to have one of those. Well, my favorite would be a Lotus Cortina, but that's well out of my price range now anyway. I said, I'm going to stick to iRacing as far as driving.
Okay. Safer and fits the pocketbook.
Well, yeah, I can drive the Lotus 49 in iRacing, and I can't afford one of those in real life.
And at the same time, it allows you to afford lenses and other things, which we really need you to have. I don't need you to have a car, Jim. I need you to have a camera. So, you know.
Yeah, I think I found my niche. I'm fairly good at photography, and I found out through iRacing I'm not the world's greatest driver. On oval, I do okay, but on the road courses, I still learn it.
Oh, dear. Right-hand turns are a problem, huh?
Yeah, right-hand turns and braking.
Oh, wow. One last thing I was thinking on the way out. I took a picture. I got to send it to you. But did you happen to notice there was a Lotus French Blue? I know it's in your photographs. Did you see the registration number for it?
I did, and you mentioned that to me, but for some reason, I didn't get it.
Oh, well, TMY 400 is T-Max 400 film.
Oh, well, see, I was thinking an automotive type of thing, and you were going to a photographic, so didn't dawn on me. But yeah, that's a cool car, and I got some pretty good shots of that in traffic. So there's a couple I think I've sent to you, and one of them's on my website or my Facebook site.
Oh, well, make sure that's on Victory Lane.
Yeah. Those of you that don't know me, my other hobby is racing slot cars, and a friend of mine that races slot cars in St. Louis has a couple Lotuses. She has a Lotus twin cam Europa and an 11. I don't, it's a replica 11, but she's got an 11 that she drives. So I have to send that picture to her as well.
Well, sounds like a good weekend, hopefully a little bit later in the week we'll have get to speak to one of the participants here, but a great perspective. We appreciate the work you do for the magazine.
Well, thank you. Like I said, it was great to get up and actually do some photography again and attend a race instead of just watching stuff on TV.
Cool. And if people want to check out your work other than what we're going to publish, Instagram or other things, where would they find you?
Instagram, Facebook, either way. And I'm just under Jim Rose on Facebook.
We'll put the links up. Thank you for the good work you do. Thank you very much for appearing on the podcast with us.
Awesome. It's great to be here.
Well, thank you very much to Jim Rose for joining us tonight. And thank you to Armadillo Racing for sponsoring the podcast. Armadillo Racing, on track with all your racing needs. And thank you to all you folks out there listening in. Have a great evening. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.